to the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Hamad Beis, the Gemara tells that one of the Chachamim, Bar Hadaya Boy Lasui Gita, he was supposed to serve as a Shliach Lohelocha to deliver the get to the Isha. Also the Kamadar Abachi, the Habimun Agita, came to the Dayan who is a Masada Gitan. That's where Rashi explains why do you need a Masada Gitan, a special Takonis Chachamim. You have to have a Masada Gitan. Taisus there on that Gemara Kedushin offers an alternate interpretation. Taisus says, bothered with the question, what do you mean? Of course, whoever does Nehilchas Dalad Minim shouldn't pass Kanan on Dalad Minim. Whoever does Nehilchas Shofar shouldn't pass Kanan on Tkiyah Shofar. So what's the Chiddush? Whoever doesn't know Mishena David Kedushin shouldn't pass Kanan. You shouldn't pass Kanan on Basa Bechalot Shaiva. If you don't know Hilchas Basa Bechalot, you shouldn't pass Kanan anything if you don't know what you're talking about. So what's the Chiddush? The Tosis has a different, an alternate interpretation that what it means is a boy who does know Hilchas Kedushin shouldn't go out on a date with a girl. La Yehela Esik Imohem means with women. And a married man who doesn't know Hilchas Gittin should never talk to his wife about getting divorced because he may by mistake divorce his wife and then he'll be left living in sin without knowing. La Yehela Esik Imohem. Imoyen in the feminine means with the single girls. A boy shouldn't go out on dates before he learns Masa in Yoni Kiddushin, and a married man should never discuss getting divorced with his wife if he does know. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns Imoyen means with Iske Git Mikiddushin. So what's the Chiddush? So that's what Rashi learned. That's the Chiddush. You need a Mesad, that's the Takana from the later Amoran. You need a Mesad Kiddushin. You need a Mesad Git. Mesad Kiddushin is supposed to be one who is. Not you want to be mechaber the grandfathers. It has to be someone who is knowledgeable in this area of halacha. Just because he can give good tilfulim on Baba Kama, on Baba Metzia, something doesn't mean that he knows Hilchas Git Mekidush. You have to pick for the Masada Kedush one who knows Hilchas Git Mekidush. That's why some Rishonim and Achrayim have a diktuk that you should never give a get balaylo. You should never be Masada Kedushin Balai because you need a Bezin and you can't have a Kriyas Bezin Balai. So the Rambam only quotes it in Hilchas Gittin. He never quotes it in Hilchas Kedushin. So the Knesset HaGdoyla complains why the Rambam didn't quote the whole story. He only quoted half. The Rambam quotes it in Hilchas Gittin. L'chatchili shouldn't be Masada Raget Balai because Masada Raget should not be related to the husband or the wife because we treat the Masada Raget as if he's a Dayan. He used to be Memana, a Dayan. Rashi says he used to be Mamana Gabra Rabbe to Paskin, but the other Rishonim used the Loshon, the Azarua, at the beginning of the Yamshel Shlomo, the first paragraph in Ksubas, quotes a long quotation from the Azarua, based on this Rashi, that you need a Masada Gittin who's treated it, who's considered as if he's a dying. So the Pashta says that Knesset HaGdola writes, when he was appointed rabbi in Constantinople, they had this strange practice of getting married at night. And he said it's against the halacha. You're not allowed to get married at night. And he reversed the minig and he said just like the Ramah is machmir not to be misadar get balayla, so too you shouldn't get married at night. We usually assume that the Ramah only adopted the chumah in Hilchas Gittin is mochamid and kiddushin. Gittin is mochamid and kiddushin. But according to that chumah, if you want to extend it even to kiddushin, so you should the misadar kiddushin shouldn't be related to the husband or the wife, and the city kiddushin should begin at least in the daytime. Shouldn't begin at night. Anyway, so he went to this Bar Hadai, he was supposed to serve as the Shliach Olai Locha, and it was Chutz Lort, and you have to say before and after, he has to be present. So he goes and he asked Rabbache, David Mamun Agitin, he was the Masada Gitin at that time, and he wanted to know, does he have to sit there the whole half hour while I write again? Omalei Tzorcha Talam and Akalois V'yos. You gotta watch the whole get from the beginning to the end. And every letter of the get, in order to be able to honestly say that later on, b'fana nechtav, or b'fana nechtav. Then he went and he asked another rabbi, also the commander Rabbami Rabasi, he asked two rabbis to get three opinions. Amri Lei said, they told him, nah, like tzvichas, you don't have to sit there for every letter of writing the get. V'chitei me'ebed l'chumra, maybe I'll be machman like Rabbacha said, no, you shouldn't be machman. Nimtza atamotzi laz, al gitna rishonim, in the earlier generations, when they used to do get the shliach la'ilocha. The shliach la'ilocha would not sit there the whole time, from the beginning to the end. So you're not allowed to introduce any new chumras in the later generations that will cast aspersions on the practices of the earlier generations. Yeah, this is a problem. We do it all the time. Everybody does it all the time. They always introduce new. For many generations, the Ashkenazim were never machmar glat kosher, and now everybody's machmar glat kosher. All kinds of chumers. They introduce all kinds of chumers that they never had before. Stuck a problem. So some days a machlek is an achrayim that's called in the Pesach Shuvah. Some achrayim say that the Gemara is tepeda. You shouldn't introduce any chumers. Motzi lazal gitna rishayim is only in the area of issues, because if it'll turn out that the gitna rishayim are no good, then it'll turn out that the children were mamzerim. Even though we paskin that if you didn't say b'fanenech b'fanenechtav, we paskin like the chachamim, they're not going to be mamzerim. But still, according to Rav Meir, there'll be mamzerim. There'll be a chashash psul on the vlad. And in your name of issues, there's a kpeda not to be motzi laz. Why? Why more of a kpeda as opposed to tzitzis and tefillin and kashrus and everything else? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe because there's a mitzvah v'kidashtoi, ki'eslechem alakechu hu makrib, the beginning of Parsha Samor, chumash v'yikra, so v'kidashtoi means you have to be mechabe the kohan. So he thought that maybe included in the kidashtoi is that we should preserve the yuchsin in Klal Yisrael. Gemara has a din later in Gittin, in Perek HaNezokin, the beginning of Perek HaSholeach. So Gemara starts quoting Takonas de Rabbanon in the area of Gittin. Then once they're on the topic of Takonas in the area of Gittin, so they start quoting Takonas in other areas as well. So one of the Takonas is that when you learn Kriyas HaTorah, the Kohen gets the first aliyah, the Levi gets the second aliyah, and then the third aliyah, and you can give to Yisrael. So the Gemara says, why is that the Takonah the Rabbanon isn't in the Din Deraisa, the Bikidashtoi? Gemara says, yeah, the Din Menatorah, the Bikidashtoi, but Menatorah, if the Kohen wants to be Moichel on his Kovet, he may. And with the Rabbanon, we don't permit him to be Moichel on his Kovet, because it may turn out that one Shabbos of the Moichel on his Kovet, because so-and-so has Yartzai, the bar mitzvah, whatever, or there's an oifruf and they have a lot of guests, and the next Shabbos he won't be machal on his kavod, and they'll cause a whole machlekes in the shul. How come he was machal on his kavod for Pliny? What is machal on his kavod for the other person? So they made a takana, he's not allowed, the rabbanon is not allowed to be machal on his kavod. So in that sugya, in Gittin later, in Perek HaNezokin, the Gemara talks about the details of the din of the kiddashtoi, that it says you have to give the coin the first aliyah, that's based on the kiddashtoi, and then learn that also from a pasuk. You have to give the Levi the second aliyah. You have to be mechaber the Levi also. Learn that from Psukim and Chumash. You have to be mechaber the Kohen, you have to be mechaber the Levi. That's what the Magen Avraham points out, that there are two nischois when you bench mezumen by a bris. So you say, b'shus ha-kohanim ha-leviyim, or b'shus ha-kohanim ha-leviyim. You have to be noital b'shus from the Kohanim and from the Levim, because if there's no Kohen, you're supposed to be mechaber the Levi, the bench mezumen. If there's no Levi, then Yisraelim can bench. So if someone is benching mezumah and you have a kohen and a levi there, so she really said, "B'shus ha-kohanim b'halvim." I'm stealing the mitzvah that should really be given to you. The kohen or the levi should really bench mezumah. But he's saying, no, you don't have to be mechaber a levi, you have to be mechaber a kohen. So we say, "B'shus ha-kohanim ha-levim." The kohanim happen to be levim also, but we're really just asking permission from the kohanim that we're benching mezumah even though we're not a kohen. So the Magen Avraham quotes the two girsois, but he said, "B'shus ha-kohanim." And he says that he claims that the two gears is only applying chutz l'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, for sure you have to be mechabed a levi also, because the Rashi on Chumash quotes from the Sifrei, probably on Parshas Re'eh, where it says you should give when you come to Yerushalayim. How does it say? When you're reading Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. So it says you should share it with the Levim. As Halevi, Kol Yamecha Alad Masecha. What's the beginning of the pasuk? We have a Balkari. Something like Kol Yamecha Alad Masecha. So Rashi quotes from the Sifrei, Beretz Yisrael Atam Muzerola, B'chutz Lortzi Atam Muzerola. The Chiyav to be Mechabed the Levim only applies in Eretz Yisrael. You're not Mechuyav to be Mechabed the Levim, B'chutz Lortzi. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. So if you live in Chutz Loretz, then you don't have to be Mechabed the Levim. You only have to be Mechabed the Levim in Eretz Yisrael. It's a difficult thing. Why does it make a difference, Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz? The Levi is the same Levi whether in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz. Unless it means maybe that in Eretz Yisrael, the Levim and Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYekayim, the Levim and Eretz Yisrael probably went to the Beis HaMikdash to function. The Levim and Chutz Loretz probably didn't go. The Kohanim and Chutz Loretz Some of them would go to the Beis HaMikdash their week. The Levim perhaps didn't go. It's a little unclear. Why should you distinguish? But that's what the Magen Avraham quotes that Rashi. So that's a shaila. The after mimechabed the Levi in other areas also. But by Kriyas HaTorah, the Gemara says we do. We call up the Kohen first, then we call up the Levi second. What happens? Ein Sham Kohen. So the Gemara says Nispar da Hachavila. What does it mean Nispar da Hachavila? So Rashi has two interpretations. One interpretation is that's a Gemara in Hanizok. The one interpretation is Nispar da Hachavila. You're not mechuyev to call the Levi first. The Gaboim a lot of times think that if there's no Kohen, they're obligated to call a Levi b'mkom Kohen. So Rashi says that that's not correct. You're not mechuyev to call a Levi. The other interpretation in Rashi is Nispar da Hachavila that you're not permitted to call a Levi. You have to dafka call a Yisrael. Not permitted. What's davera? If you can call a Yisrael, why can't you call a Levi? No, if you get a Yisrael, so it's not that the Yisrael is getting the keeper, getting the first aliyah. Somebody has to get the first aliyah. Why don't you start from Shlishi? You can leave out the first two aliyahs, start from Shlishi. So someone has to get it. So you're not being mechabed the Yisrael with the aliyah of the coin. It's not stealing the coin's aliyah. But if you're going to give a Levi the first aliyah, it looks as if you're giving a Levi the kavod that's really only due to Kohanim to get the first aliyah. So that's the second shot in Rashi. It's part of the chavili. You're not permitted to give. You're not permitted to give the Levi the first aliyah. You have to start off with a Yisrael. Unless the Mishnah Berurah says, unless the Levi happens to be the biggest Talmid Chacham in the shul. So you're giving him first because he's Talmid Chacham, not because he's a Levi. So what do you see? It would appear that included in the Pasuk of the Kiddushto is you should be Mechabed the Kohen first, and you should preserve the Yuchsin and Kali, so you should not be Mechabed the Levi as much as you Mechabed the Kohen. Sounds like according to that Pshat and Rashi, that's all included in the Kiddushto. Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe included is a general din to preserve the Yuchsin and Klal Yisrael. The more talks about Akorin Lachaveirai Eved, more on the end of Kiddushin. If I call someone else an Eved who's not an Eved, I claim that he's an Eved Knaini, Sofik Esar Aboim, so you give him Makas Mardas. Akorin Lachaveirai Mamzer, the Gemara has Sofik Esar Aboim. You give the guy Makas Mardas. Why? You're not allowed to distort the Yuchsin and Klal Yisrael. You have to try to preserve the different levels of Yuchsin. This one is a Kohen, this one is a Levi, this one is a Mamzer, this one is not a Mamzer, this one is an Eved Knaini, this one is not an Eved Knaini. So maybe that's a general mitzvah v'kiddushto, not only by Kohanim, to be mechabed the Kohanim, maybe it's a general mitzvah to preserve the Yuchsin and Klal Yisrael. So Shabbat, how does it fit in with the Pasuk? It says v'kiddushto kiyas lechem alakechu hu makriv. Sounds like you should be mechabed the Kohanim because they do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't sound like it's a general deal of Yuchsin. I don't know. So that's what some Achrayim write, the Pischei Shuvah quote. Some Achrayim write that this Kepeda that the Amoraim had not to introduce any new Chumers, that's only in the area of Yuchsin. Outside of Yuchsin, it's not a problem. You can introduce all the Chumers you want. Glad Kosher, Lamahadrin, all the Chumers you want. And other Achrayim say not so, that it's not right to introduce any Chumers. What are we demonstrating? That we're more religious than our forefathers. We're demonstrating as if they weren't observant enough. Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva about a community where they used to, it's a Takonas Rabbi Gamliel in the last parak in Moikotin, that when you bury someone, you should bury him with cheap tachrich. You shouldn't spend too much money on a tachrich. It should be very inexpensive. And he himself, Rabbi Gamliel, died, so they buried him with very inexpensive tachrichim, and he showed the way. He instructed his family. He showed the way that all the others should observe his takana. They shouldn't spend too much money on tachrichim. So there was one community during the lifetime of Rebbe Kivega where they only used to bury men with tachrichim, and women they would dress up with dresses. And then when they finally asked the shayla, so they said it's wrong. The takana of Gamliel applies equally to men and to women. So the shayla was, well, now they should start burying the women with tachrichim. So it'll show that for all the previous generations they were doing wrong. Well, they were doing wrong. They were doing wrong. So Rabbi Kivega discusses the problem. Are you allowed to straighten out an improper practice? They're doing wrong. Are you permitted to straighten out the improper practice? It's going to be Moitzi Laz al Doris HaRishonim that they were doing wrong. And they were doing wrong.
Moitzi Laz, the halacha says they're wrong.
Yeah, the halacha says that they're wrong, yeah.
It's not that
we're doing it. Yeah, that's what Rabbi Kivega himself has in another place. Rabbi Kivega, I think we must have discussed it. Rabbi Kivega has a chiddush that if you give the get to the isha like this, and if the get is sticking out, so it's no good. That's a kinyan hakvah. That's no good. Taisa says hakvah is good. Says no good. He says you have to fold it up. You have to fold it up like this, and the woman holds her hand open like this, and it has to be yad or ava yad directly above. But if part of the get is sticking out sideways, like a diploma, so the part that's sticking outside of a hand is not yad, and it's not abba yad, that's agba. Agba is not acceptable. So Rabbi Kivegir says that's how you have to do it. Then he says, but we're going to be moitzi laz al gitna rishonim. That for many generations, they always gave the get like that, and the half the get was sticking out. So he said, you got to be moitzi laz. They're all mamzerim. The gitna no good. So he himself says you got to change the practice because it's wrong. And then he has a tshuva where he discusses with the tachrichim. In the tshuva with the tachrichim, he assumes that this concern applies, is not restricted only to areas of yulsin. He assumes that applies in other areas he just discussed, but the talk is wrong. That's what he discussed.
How do we reconcile the whole concept of minagamakom and takanas that came after later on? And like, for example, some of the takanas of Mubushal, things like those sort of, because in the times of early on, there were less of, they were not asked, they were takanas that were, came later on to Yimarchik Adam from his chasnus and from...
I mean, how does the Bez Nav have a right to make any
yeah,
problem
yeah,
in the Rabbana?
Yeah. And also Minagamakom, when you come to a place, if people are actually doing this, even whether one agrees that one should be doing it or shouldn't be doing it, you could say, well, I'm not going to do it because I'm being wasted from what the previous generations, but you know, but then you've got the counterbalance of Minagamakom where you're sitting here right now.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. How can you ever introduce any new Chumrah? You've always been mighty laws of the Rishon. I don't know.
Depend on what the Yeshua would be. You have
to go back, for example,
the
Tachrichim.
It's possible that people start
bringing
up all the
nations
to change the Tachrichim.
But the Tachrichim you cannot do. That's what you mean.
Yes.
The
Gittin
you can't undo.
Yeah, but I could have
I don't know, you're asking a question, how can you ever make a takana? Maybe takana is a different thing. They're making a takana that it's clear that it's only mikana labo, but here it's not that we're making a takana. We're claiming that this is the way to observe the din that's from centuries ago, and we're implying that they always violated the din. Because this din already, this takana b'fana nechta was made centuries earlier. And by virtue of the fact that we're being machmer, so we're implying that they did it wrong for so many years.
And this one to indicate that the really that the con is coming because the generation that came after Doris was showing us is had Uriah Doris, so that the con was coming to be marked them from further away. So the previous generation didn't need that takana because
we need the takana.
Yeah.
Not that we're implying, yeah. A new takana is a new takana, yeah.
There's a difference between Rabbi Kiva Eger's case with handing the get improperly and the Gemara's case. In the Gemara's case, they're just asking how to do it, and it's not ma'ake, it's not going to make the case one there. We're not saying you're doing it wrong. So we're saying, he's trying to, was Ravacho saying, tell him,
according to Rab Meir, the Vlad is Mamza. Why not? Even according to Acham, Laval is not a mamza, it's probably a pogum.
Yeah, but so this is a better way to do it. It's Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's a maker of din saying they're wrong.
But they were wrong, as we said. But they did do wrong.
Not to come by the get, by hitting the get.
By the get, yeah.
Right.
Also,
maker,
he says they did wrong.
Maker din, it's wrong. You're not saying that. I'm saying he's trying to. He's saying, hey, we make a din.
Din derabbanan. He said one is a din deraisa, one is a din derabbanan. Yeah. He's saying Shlod Hatzilaz doesn't apply to Dinim Deraisa. Din Deraisa, you have to observe. But a Din Derabbanan, not that serious. Anyway, it is an issue. It is an issue you have to work on. When does this concern apply? Din Tzatam Hatzilaz al Darvis HaRishonim. Does it only apply to Nyani Yuchsin, or does it apply in all areas of Allah? But it's strange. What kind of a din is that? Doesn't make any sense. Why should it be a
word?
Yeah.
The word is unnecessary.
Yeah. The word is a boilet. Alad masecha. That's right. The Gemara tells a story. Rabba Bar Chana Aisi Gita. Palga Loichdu Kamei. He was only watching when they wrote the first half of the get. He wasn't present when they wrote the second half of the get. So the shaila was, can he say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav? Also the comment of Rav Loza. Amalei afilu l'kosav b'y elashita achas l'shmo shuv eino tzorach. It's not necessary for the shliach l'aylocha to be present the whole time. As long as he's there in the beginning, that's good enough. In other words, Rav Loza is agreeing with Rabbami Rabbasi. They were all contemporaries. They all live. They were all talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan. They all say the same thing. What's the din? The din is based on the principle of kol ha'is al das rishayna ha'isa. Whenever you start, let's say, what does it mean lishma? Lishma means that you have this in mind, or lishma means that you have amira. So we discussed already. That's Tosfos in a few mesichtas discusses machsheves pigul. Machsheves pigul means machshave, or machsheves pigul means amira, means dibur. Or machsheves shelo lishma, the opening mishnah in Zvachim. If you shech the korban shelo lishma, so it's not as sometimes it's legamri pasul, and sometimes it's kosher, but it's loyola lebailim mishem chayvam. Or you have a machsheves shinu bailim. I say you don't deserve to bring this korban. I'm shechting the korban on behalf of your mother as a big tzaddikus. You're a good for nothing. So you bring a korban, and the kohen decides he's going to shecht on behalf of his mother. So you can't do that. And if you have such a machshav, a machshav ishin ibalim, so sometimes it'll pasul a korban, and sometimes it'll cause that the korban is le'ol le'bayim shem chayv. So what does that mean, machshav ishin ibalim, machshav ishin ikodesh? Machshav ishin machshav means machshav, he just has a in mind, machshav means amir. So Tosfos has a discussion. Every other mesichta Tosfos talks about it. Zvachim and Menachos and Amsan Gittin and different mesichtas. Kiddush and the Rishonim talk about Bob Metzion. A lot of mesichtas they talk about this. So the Rosh and Hilchos Sefer Torah discusses when you have to write when you have to tie tzitzis lishma, you have to write tefillin lishma, and you have to write a get lishma, whether lishma means amira or lishma just means machsheves lishma. So the Rosh says that he quotes earlier Rishonim that perhaps it depends in machsheves shelo lishma. What does it mean, machsheves shina bailam, and machsheves shina kodesh, and machsheves pigul? If machshava there means dibur, means the halacha doesn't recognize machshava. Whenever you're talking about your thoughts having an effect on the korbanos, so your thoughts only have an effect if you formulate them in words. So maybe then we would require lishma by a get, lishma by tzitzis needs amirim. So that's what we're machma like that. We're machma that the tzitzis, you have to, there's a machloikas and rishonim, so we're machma tesis and the rama. So we're machma that the kshiras at tzitzis has to be lishma. And then the Mishnah Berurah is machma that you need amira. One of the rabbanim who gave the haskama to the Mishnah Berurah, at the beginning of the first chelik, you have a few haskamas to the Mishnah Berurah. So now, no one ever heard of that, those rabbanim. They heard of the Mishnah Berurah, they never heard of the others. But one of the rabbanim who apparently in his generation was apparently a rabbi, so he gave a haskama to the Mishnah. So he has in his chalice of tshuvas, he has a tshuva. Do you really need amira when you tie the tzitzis lishma? Did anybody in his right mind ever say such a thing? Yeah, it's unreasonable to say. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, the Sefer that gave the Haskama. See, hey, he probably published the Shalosh Shavuos before the Mishnah Berurah was written. So he says, that's unreasonable. Nobody holds like that. And he proceeds to discuss why nobody holds like that. Okay. But so that's a shaila. Well, it could be it's a spek speker there. It could be because some Rishonim hold that you don't need Kshiras Hatzitzis, doesn't need Lishma. You only need Tvias Hatzitzis needs Lishma to make it into a string. That has to be Lishma. But when you tie it on the beggar, you don't need Lishma. I feel in Tim Salama that you do need Kshiras Hatzitzis Lishma. After the Rishonim hold that the Lishma does need Amiras. And maybe there's room to be Mekel over there. So let's say when you tie Tzitzis, and when you write the tefillin, so you have to say in the beginning, I'm doing this l'shem mitzvah tzitzit. I'm doing it l'shem kedushas tefillin. So let's say in the middle of tying the tzitzit, in the middle of the kshiras tefillin or ksivas tefillin, he has to go daven mincha. So he goes to shul and he comes back and he has a conversation in the middle and he pauses for an hour and a half in the middle. He eats supper in the middle and then he continues to tie the tzitzit later and he continues to make the tefillin later. So we have a rule called ois al das rishayne ois. And the Mishnah Berurah even says, if you started writing the tefillin on Wednesday and you finish on Thursday, I also say kol ha'olos adas v'shana ha'os, even though 24 hours went by in between. Whenever you started something lishma, so that's what the Gemara says over here, kol ha'olos adas v'shana ha'os. Once you started doing lishma, so we assume the rest is also lishma.
No limit?
Probably should be a limit. It's a little unreasonable. Basically, say a week later, Mishnah Berurah doesn't give a limit. Here the Gemara says, Loitzricha here, about 10 lines from the top of Vav Amud Aleph. What if the Sefer is Yotze V'Nichnas? The Sefer is Yotze V'Nichnas in Midlok Sivis HaGet. So what's the Shaila? The Brisa says, Afilu Yotze V'Nichnas Kalayim Kula is Kosher. And one wants to know, who's Yotze V'Nichnas? Who, the Shliach is Yotze V'Nichnas? The Shliach doesn't even have, the Shliach has to be able to save upon an Echtan, upon an Echtan. Doesn't have to be Yotze V'Nichnas, even if he's just there by the Shur Rishayna. He can save upon an Echtan. So what does it mean, Yotze V'Nichnas? Gemara says, that means the Sefer is Yotze V'Nichnas. So what does that mean? The Sefer started writing a get, Lishma, and then he had to go daven mincha, and then he had to go eat supper, and then he davens ma'ariv, and then he comes back and he finishes the get 3 hours later. So ma'u detemine shachmine ashkeche, maybe he met someone else in the course of the last 3 hours, and the other person told him, write a get for me. And then when he continues to write the get, he really has in mind the other fellow, so it's no longer the Shema. The mashmalan that even if the Sefer is Yotze V'Nichnas, he still applied the rule, Kolos Adas Rishon Rosh. What if he waits a whole week in between? Has to be a limit. How long do you apply it? I don't know. Mar doesn't give a limit. You look in heaven and ask. The shechet stops in the middle, so what's the issue?
Next time.
Yeah, shechita doesn't need lishma. We pass on shechita doesn't need lishma. It's a shaila of the bracha. He says a bracha ala shechita before you shechet the first one, said lechat pchila. So Tosis has two opinions. You're not allowed to be mafsik in between the bracha and the mitzvah. So is that not allowed to be mafsik in between hamotzi lechem and haaretz and eating the bread? So, but once he swallows the first morsel of bread, then he's allowed to talk. So would you say the same over here? That once he says a bracha ala shechita, and then he shechts the first behemoth, then and he plans to shecht for another hour. The shochtim, they have, they take turns shechting in the slaughterhouses, so the shechet shecht chickens for an hour, then they send in another shechet to shecht chickens for an hour. So it's very hard. So the first half hour, they don't talk. And then they better to go off their minds, that pikuach nefesh is doicha kol ha'tarfei. Can't stand there for an hour and just shech chickens. You have to talk to someone. So they talk and learning with the other shot. They talk about something. Usually talk and learning. Okay, it's the learned people. So l'chatchila we're machmen, you shouldn't talk in between the first shechita and the second shechita. And b'di'evet we're mekel b'di'evet that it's the same as b'chas hanenu. As long as he didn't talk in between the bracha and the swallowing of the first bit of food, then you permit l'chatchila to talk later on. There's two opinions in Tosfos. Maybe by mitzvahs, it's different. Maybe by mitzvahs, you're not allowed to talk till you do the 100th mitzvah. If you talk, you got to say another bracha later. Maybe b'chas ha-mitzvah is different from b'chas ha-neh. Yeah, but it's not an issue of l'shmo there. By korbanos, you have an issue of l'shmo. He says, I'm shechting the korban l'shmo, then he's going to shecht another korban. The other korban is a different korban l'shmo. That's going to be a different korban. I don't think you'll say kolos adas v'shenu ha'iseh from one korban to the other. Probably each korban you have to have a statement. According to those opinions that you need Amira, so then you should really need Amira by the Karbonis. The Kohen has to say, I'm shechting the Karbon Lishma. The Mishnah says in Zvachim that you should really have required Amira in advance to say, I'm shechting Lishma, but they made a takana sat chachamim, bismana baishen, they made a takana that the Kohen should never say Lishma, because he may by mistake say the wrong thing. He may say the wrong carbon or the wrong bala carbon. So how is it good? If you all that you need Amira, and without Amira it's not called Lishma, so how do you deal with the Mishnah? So the Gemara says Stama Lishma. What do you mean Stama Lishma? But if you say Kavana doesn't help, you have to have Amira. So what does it help Stama Lishma?
What about against? No Kavana
Lehepech. Yeah. That's enough. All you need is not
probably not good enough.
Probably not good enough. The Pashto says that you need the Shmos. So what does it mean, Stam the Shmos? It's a psychological umdana. Psychological umdana. That's what it means. And that's what the some Rishonim say explicitly. And that's what the Soloveitchik tradition has it. That Stam the Shmos is a din. It's not a psychological umdana. Stam the Shmos means because the carbon has already Kedusha's carbon and it's Oymed Lishchit, it's Oymed Lahakrova. So whatever avodah will be done, if the avodah is properly done, so because of the fact that the korban already has kedusha, then you have the right to say stam l'shma. But you can't say stam l'shma if you have tzitzis, you're tying tzitzis on a beggar, well, you're going to say stam l'shma. Nothing has kedusha as anything. The tzitzis, but the strings were manufactured l'shma. So what? But nothing was chal yet in it. The carbon has a kedushas carbon. So there it's nitan lahiyomer. It's not malishma. But that's beferish in the Mishnah. That they made a tonight bezna Mishnah zon. Made a takonas atanoim is man by sheni. That the kohen does that way, they should not make any declaration in advance that he's doing the shema. So the Gemara says, how is it good? The Gemara says, tam l'shema. So that's the question, how do you interpret it? Whether it's a psychological statement or it's a halachic principle. Yeah, so the Gemara says that Rabbi Loza told Rabbi Barbachana the same thing that Rabbami Rabbasi told Bar Hadayah. As long as you're there, she tachas l'shema, shu ben atzor. As we assume, kolos al das rishayin hoes. Then Rav Ashi even goes more, bigger cooler. Rav Lazar and Rabbami Rabbasi, the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, they were only makel to say kolos al das rishayin hoes. And if there should be shayna, he doesn't the shliach la'ilocha doesn't have to be present al kolos v'yois. And Rav Ashi lived in Bavel, and in Bavel they had every day they had people saying b'fananefta. And Eretz Yisrael they rarely had. We'll get to the Gemara of Avam and Beis. The Gemara says that someone had a Shaila in the third line from the top of Avam and Beis. Kiditanya says in a Tosefta, Maisa Bada Mechan Shevi Get Lefnei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was a Tana. It's a Tosefta, so he's a Tana. Most of the time lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel did live in Eretz Yisrael. So Shliach Lohiloche was supposed to deliver a Get, and he asked, do I have to be present to watch the Ksivas and the Chasimas I get to be able to say b'fan and echter. Where did he come from? Which village? He tells me he comes from Christ Yisrael. So he says, I would advise, I would recommend to you that you should be present when the whole get is talking in Eretz Yisrael. He tells him you should be present. Why? But the Mishnah says b'feirish, and maybe get Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to say. And it says it twice. I think Gemara said, why did it say it twice? Shouldn't think that it's only b'di'evit kosher. No, it's even good l'chatchila. That's how the Gemara spelled out. It's even good l'chatchila. So what does Rabbi Shmuel tell him? He recommends that he should be present when the get is written and signed. He says, in order, not because he won't be able to give the get otherwise. No. Kidei shelo tizokik li'edim. In case later on the husband will come and give her a hard time and say that it was written shelo d'shmotz mizuyah. So if you'll say b'fan anechtav, the problem will be solved. Lacha sheyotza, after the shlich la'alocha left, nichnas van Rabbi Eloi. So another Tana came to Rabbi Shmuel and he confronts him and says, Rabbi, alok Kfar Sisoyim avlas b'tchum Eretz Yisrael, krova litzipar yosem yakum. Kfar Sisoyim is close to the Yishuv, close to all the yeshivas, close to where all the Tanaim live. And the Mishnah only has a machlekes ha-Tanaim, what if I maybe get me'aku? Whether aku is dina keretz Yisrael, aku is dina kuch tzloretz, with respect to b'fan anechtav. But Aval Kfar Sisoy, the Mikruvah, Kfar Sisoy is closer to the center of the yeshivas, the center of learning Eretz Yisrael. So lo, there's no machlekes over there. That's l'chola days. Bein l'ram me'er, bein l'rabon. Everybody agrees you have to say l'fon anechtav. So what did you tell him? What did you tell the shliach that he should be present? It's not Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah says you don't have to. Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel tells him, don't make a big fuss, shtok b'ni shtok. Apparently he was a student. Rabbi Loi was younger than Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel tells him, "Shtok b'ni shtok, don't make a tumah. It's okay, leave it the way it is. It's good the way it is." The Gemara says, "What was the kasha of Rabbi Eloi in the first place?" Rabbi Shmuel told the shliach la'iloch, "It's not that you have to say b'fan anechtav to be able to give the get b'hechshon. No, the get will be good without b'fan anechtav. Good l'chatchila with that. This is an order. This is an insurance policy. In the event that the husband should come late and be ma'arer, so if the shliach will say b'fan anechtav, that problem will be solved." So he was recommending as an Eitzah Taiva. He didn't say Al Pidin. He's recommending L'chatchila, he should say. He's recommending as an Eitzah Taiva to solve all the problems in the future, that to prevent, to preclude an Ira Habal. So the Gemara says, you're right. What happened was, L'simua Kameh, they never told Rabbi Eloi the whole story. Rabbi Eloi heard a half a story. He heard that Rabbi Shmuel Gepaskin, that the Shliach La'iloch and Eretz Yisrael has to say before an Echta. And Rabbi Shmuel never said that. He gave it as an Eitzah Taiva that he should say before an Echta, to preclude the possibility of having Ir Habal. So that's a Mechudish Dika Tosef. That not only, see, the Gemara said before, if the Baal will come and be Me'arer, he won't have any Nemanis, because we assume the Shliach is Medik Dayim. That's what the Gemara said in Gimel Amunah. So maybe this halacha that the Shliach has Nemanis, and if the Baal will be Me'arer, it doesn't pose a problem. Maybe that's only in Chutz Loris where the rabbis require it. that the shliach should say b'fan enach. But in Eretz Yisrael, he's not required to say b'fan enach. Maybe he doesn't have such a special emunah. There's no dichotomy to say. He says not so. That's how he passed, like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says even in Eretz Yisrael, when it's not necessary for the shliach to say b'fan enach, but if he goes out of his way to stand there the whole time while the ksivas haget is taking place, and he says b'fan enach, you'll be marviach, you'll gain that there won't be able to be any ir haba later on. So over here, the Gemara quotes, Rav Ashi is more makel than Rav Elazar. See, the others, Rav Elazar and Rabami, Rabasi, they lived in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the Befan Anechta over here? Why was there Befan Anechta? Maybe it was like Rabbi Shmuel says over here. Maybe they were planning to bring the get from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Hamoylach get from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. The Mishnah says that you need b'fan enachta. Originally, the Gemara said the reason why you need by Hamoylach from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Originally, the Gemara thought because of Gzeira Moylach Atumevi. Then the Gemara backed out not because of Moylach Atumevi, but rather because Rabbi Islay the Rabbi. Everybody agrees that you need b'fan enachta because you need Edom and Tzum L'kam. You need Kiyam HaGet. So if the get is being brought from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and everyone agrees. It's not a gzera de rabban. It's not in the new gzera. Moylach also maybe. It's part of the original gzera. It's achlam and fun and echta. Because veidim and suyim lekan. So it's a little unclear over here why Rabbami and Rabasi and Bar Hadaya and Rabbi Papachana and Rabbi Loza. What's going on over here? They were all from Eretz Yisrael. Why do they have to say b'fan and echta? Is it talking about a case of a moylach get Eretz Yisrael above them? That's why you need mikra adim b'fan and echta. Or it's talking like Rabbi Shmuel says on Vav Amid Beis that even though a shliach in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have to say b'fan echta, but if he will say, you will be marviach, you will preclude the possibility of the ir habal passing the get. You'll save yourself a lot of agnes nefesh. Unclear. Rabashi, we understand. Rabashi lived in Bavel. Rabashi, we understand that maybe get mechutz l'aretz. You have to say b'fan enach. Rabashi says even a bigger kula than them. Not only do you say kol osa adas b'shan oisa, if he's there at the beginning of the writing of the get, afilu the two gerses, afilu shoma kan kol mesavikam megilta, afilu without the word shoma, two gerses, afilu kan kol mesavikam megilta. What does that mean? What does it mean? Afilu kan kol mesavikam megilta. So Rashi has two pshatim. So the first pshat is afilu kan. Is a verb, tikein. Even if the sefer never began to write yet, I just see him preparing the kulnus is the pen and the megillah is the piece of paper. He's preparing the klaf and the pen. Not that there's a din that you have to prepare the pen l'shma. There is no such thing. You don't have to prepare the paper on which you're going to write to get the shma. Just the ksiva needs the shma. But I see that he's preparing it and he makes a statement verbally. He says, I'm preparing the pen and the paper in order to write a get to Shema for this couple, because the husband said he wants to get divorced. So even though the din doesn't require the Shema on that, the din only requires the Shema on the actual tziva, but you still apply the principle of kol ha'os hadas v'shayna ha'os. Then Rashi has a second shot, afilu shama. The verb over here should be shama, not afilu kan kol mesa, afilu tikin ha'kol mes v'tikin ha'megila. Not that the word kan is the verb. The verb should be afilu shama, kan kol mesavikam megilta. He just hears the way the sefer, he's not even there near the sefer. He just hears the way the sefer says, I'm writing the get lishma, and he's not watching. He hears the noise as the paper is crackling under the pen. He can hear the noise. He can also say, b'fana nechtav, b'fana nechtav. Even though he didn't see it with his own eyes, as long as he hears it, so that's also considered b'fana nechtav.
We talked
before about a din that we make the vowel, the take the ownership of the pen and the get. Does that have anything to do with this Gemara? Because Rashi is saying that without Rashi, he's saying the Kanakum Kamakos, maybe you have to give it to the vowel. Is that later Kanakum or is that?
I think that's a later
Chumra. I don't think so. I don't think so. It's an interesting suggestion, but maybe that's what it means in the Gemara.
Someone hears a chassan say, "Be mekadosh this isha."
Yeah.
And he sees 10 minutes later she walks out with a ring.
Uh huh.
It's a good answer. It is.
In Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes the tshuva from the tshuva's maimony that it's not good. It is v'kiyam hadavar. You have to actually see. I heard Hari Amukudeshusli before. I saw the chassan holding the ring, and then a minute later I see the kala has the ring on her hand, but I didn't actually, the Eden didn't actually see the giving over of the ring, so the Ramah quotes the Rishonim say it's no good. By Kiddush Biyah, the din is that it is good. By Kiddush Biyah, it is good. We say, hey, and hey, yechud, hey, and hey, bir. The Eden don't have to be mamish in the room when the man is the Kaddish, the Isha, the Biyah. They stand out of the room. So that's what the Chuvas Maimini distinguishes. I think it's a Chuva from the Maharam Rutmer, many of the Chuvas Maimini. At the end of each one of the Yud Dalet Svarim of the Rambam, they have a collection of Chuvas that have nothing to do with the Rambam. Absolutely nothing to do. They don't even quote the Rambam. They didn't have the Rambam. Like the Hagos Mamina on the bottom of the page has nothing to do with the Rambam. He just tells you what Tosfos has to say about this topic. He totally ignores the Rambam. So the Chuvas Maimin in the end is a liquid of Chuvas of the Balei HaTosfos. It's often by the Maharam Rutenberg, sometimes by the Rash Mishan, different Balei HaTosfos. And those halachas that appear in that section of the Yad HaChazaka, the 14 volumes of the Rambam. So there's a Chuvas Maimin in the end of Sefer Noshim where he distinguishes. He says that by Kiddushei Biyah, so the Chachamim declared that it's not derech eretz that the Edom should have mamash riyas hamais. So they said, they were covered that it's sufficient if the Edom are standing outside of the room, and the man tells the Edom is going to be mekadosh b'piyah, and they close the door. Hashem came back to Dushi Kesu, since it's possible for the Edom to watch from the beginning to the end. So the Chachamim required, how does he know? That's what he says. That's what the Maharam says. That's what he says that you need. And then the Beis Shmuel quotes the Chuvas Rashba seems to disagree with the Chuvas Maharam. He thinks that it's even good, Edis Yidir, below Edis Ri, even though they didn't actually say, he thinks that it's good even by Kedusha Kesa. And then the Pischa Chuvah quotes a Chasam Sofer, maybe there isn't a Machlokes. The Beis Shmuel presents it as if it's a Machlokes between the Chuvas Maharam and the Chuvas Rashba. Machlokes Rishon, where Edis Likim Adovor, you have to actually see every step of the way. And the Chassam Sofer suggests maybe there's no machlokes, maybe they're talking about the two different cases. Yeah, but over here, we're not talking about Eidus Lekim Adova. We're talking just can the Shliach has to give a Haggadah's Eidus later. He has to say Befanenechta, and has to know that it's written in Shmo. So we have a klal, Kol Oso Das Rishonu Hoises. Rabashi says, Kol Oso Das, the way the first Pshat in Rashi says, doesn't only mean if I started the Ksivas Aget Lishmo, it's good. If I started tying the Tzitzis Lishmo, it's good. Even if I didn't even start, I just made a declaration before I start. He says that he's preparing the pen, and preparing the ink, and preparing the piece of paper. And he says he plans to write his Get Lishmo, and then the Shliach Lo'alocha walks out before the Sefer even begins to write. So he has the right to assume that also Kolos Adas Rishonos. It even applies from the hachonis before he began to do anything. Same thing, let's say you'll tie the tzitzis lishmo. So he'll make the declaration that he's tying the tzitzis lishmo before he starts. He's holding the strings in his hand. And they'll say it before he starts. And then we'll also say kol oso das v'shenemais. Afilu kan kol mesedekam megilta. So the one gear says afilu kan. The word kan is a verb. Afilu tiken akol mesedekam megilta lishmo. And the other pshat in Rashi is with the different gears. Afilu shama kan kol mesedekam megilta. If you just heard the crackling of the paper under the point of the pen, so that's also sufficient. And there's a brisa that supports Ravashi. It says beferish like Ravashi. Why? It says afilu hu babayis v'sofer bali, hu bali v'sofer babayis, but upstairs and the downstairs. So the sofer is writing the get lishmo in one part of the house, and the shliach l'aloch is the other part of the house. So he doesn't see anything. He doesn't see anything. But he can hear, the sofer say, I'm writing the get lishmo, and he can hear the crackling of the paper. So that would be sufficient. He doesn't have to actually, the shliach l'aloch doesn't have to actually be there and be able to say, Bufana Nechtav, I was really watching the whole Sivir from the beginning to the end. Then the Gemara comments on that Loshen and the Braisa, Afilu Yotze V'Nichnas. Who is Yotze V'Nichnas? What's going on? The Gemara says, even if the Sefer is Yotze V'Nichnas, we have the right to assume, Kolos, Adas Roshan Ho'ise, that since the Tchilas Kisivir Saget was Lishmo, even though there was a pause in the middle, he's Yotze Lashuk, he may have met people, carried on a conversation. We don't have to be concerned that maybe the rest of the Ksivis Aget is not Lishma. We still assume Kolos Adas Roshan Ho'ise. There must be some limit. Yeah, if he waited a couple of days and then he's going to complete the get later, probably there would be an issue. You wouldn't have the right to say kol osa das v'shana. So that's the question. What's the upper limit? I don't know. Then the Gemara has the famous machlekes itmar machlekes Rav Shmuel. How do you treat bavel? Is bavel dina keretz yisrael? Is bavel dino kechutz l'aretz? Why? Because what's the issue with bavel? So the poshut pshat is that Rabbi says with Hashem came l'shma. So why do they only institute the need for b'fan anecht and b'chutz l'aretz? Because b'nei chutz l'aretz were not became l'shma, whatever that means. Either they didn't know, or they didn't hold from the din. They didn't all hold from the din of l'shma. So they're not some adaktik l'shma. But Bavel, they had such tamid chachamim there that Bavel was so learned, just like Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Tanakh. That's a historical question. And whenever you have a machlekes Rav Shmuel, so the Gemara says in Chorus Ilchus Kerabi Yisuri Kishmol Bedina. Usually, that's the rule. In Issa the Heta will pass like Rav, and in the area of Dina Mamunus will pass like Shmuel. So we're going to pass like Rav. That's what Tosis says. We're going to pass like Rav because this is Issa the Heta. So the Shagla is Bubble Dina Keretz Yisrael started when? When did that din begin? So Rashi has the Girsa. In the Gemara, Amar Avunas, right in the middle of the Amud, Vav Amar Aleph, where it says on the margin, on Masar Sasha, it says, Baba Kamadav Pei. So that line in the Gemara is, Amar Abba Amar Avunas, Asina Atzmenu Kibavel, Keretz Yisrael. Asina Atzmenu Bibavel, Keretz Yisrael, Legitnen, Nechiyasa Rav Lebavel. From that time on, that Rav came to Bavel, Rashi said, what changed? So Rashi says, Rav came to Bavel approximately the same time as Shmuel. So Rav established a yeshiva in Surah, Shmuel established a yeshiva in the Hardor. So the big yeshiva is a lot of big time learning going on, and Rashi adds on Avla Meikor a lot, but in the earlier generations, Bavel was Chutzlortz, and Chutzlortz in Ibifon and Echta. By the time that Rav Shmuel came to Bavel, and they introduced so much learning, the Gemara says in Chulin, Rav Biko Matzo, Begoda Bagel, when Rav came to Bavel, there were lots of Amaratzim there. There were Mechal Shabbos, and they were eating basa b'chala of the Jews. They were not knowledgeable. So Rav had introduced all kinds of chumis d'rabban. And then he succeeded because Rav Shmuel taught a lot of Torah and they made a lot of gzeiros d'rabbanon. They elevated the level of religious observance and there's more learning and everybody's learning art scroll daf yoimi and listening to Rabbi Friend's tapes and they're going attending shiurim. And everybody's learning and it's mechiyosa Rav l'bavol, it's a different world. That's how Rashi says, meikor alo, before Rav came to Bavol, there were big amaratzim there. After Rav came to Bavel, everything changed. Tosis is Masig and Rashi. Dima Masa Mechiyos Rav Lebavel. How can you say Mechiyos Rav Lebavel? So the Gemara asked the Kasha. It says in the Mishnah, Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyah, right in the middle of Bavel. Yirmiyah effect Akasha. The Mishnah says, Me'akul Etzofim Ba'akul Kitzofim. The Olmach Lo Examer Nachachomim. But the Akul Dina Keretz Yisrael, Akul Dina Kuchutz Lo. That's only Akul. Because it's so close, it's mamish on the border. But further north, past Akul, Bavel is situated to the north of Eretz Yisrael. How do you know that Bavel is to the north of Eretz Yisrael? Look on a map. Gemara says, no, don't look on a map. Look in Tanakh. Whenever the Gemara wants to prove something, I want to say, the sun is shining today. You can't look in Tanakh, it's not going to happen. You got no choice, you got to look outside. But whatever you can prove, either by looking at it or by looking in Tanakh, so the Gemara says, Shenema, it's a pasuk. Gemara says, Dichsiv. That's Talmudic proof. The Gemara always will prove something from Tanakh. So I said before that Bavel is to the north of Eretz Yisrael, and all machlokes is Rameh and Chachamim is, but the Akadina Keretz Yisrael lefana nechta, but Akadina Kuchutz Lord. But Bavel is further north, so for sure it's Dina Kuchutz Lord. So Tosin says, according to Rashi, what's the Kasha in the days of the Tanoim? Of course, Bavel was Dina Kuchutz Lord. Mechiyos Rav LeBavel, and he introduced all the art scroll and the learning and the tapes and the shiurim and everything. So then he made a yeshiva in Surah, and Shmuel made a yeshiva in Ardor. And there was so much learning, so then they changed the whole face of Bavel. So Mikam Yelach, the story changed. How do they ask a Kasha from the Mishnah? The Mishnah is before Rav came to Bavel. So that's what Tosis says. It can't be the way Rashi said, Nechiyos Rav LeBavel. Then the whole Gemara's Kasha is not Shver. The Gemara says, Chutz mi Bavel. You have to say, Chutz mi Bavel. And then in Tanoim, there was no Chutz mi Bavel. The Tosis says, it's not that when Rav came to Bavel, historically the whole scene changed. No. When Rav came to Bavel, he established the din that even from the earlier generations, before Shabbat in the time, Chiyos Rav LeBavel, Behoir, and he passed in Behoir Elanu, Shemimos Yechanya, from the days of the Bais Rishon, Shigalu Ima Lebavel Acharish Va'amazger, the Pasuk says in Navi, that the big Talmid HaChamim, the whole Sanhedrin, went into Golus Bavel, and there was an awful lot of learning going on there. That's what Rashi asks. How can he say Michi Osa Rav? Rashi interprets Michi Osa Rav Lebavel. From that time on, it didn't change. So Rashi asks, what do you mean? But there was the Chorosh Ramazgah was there generations before, way before the days of Rav, from before the Bais Sheni, from the end of the period of Bais Rishon, the Pasuk says. The Afagab de Gemiri, the Mishigol Echanya Lebavel Chorosh Ramazgah, and Lepaska Torah. Nonetheless, Rashi says, after Rabbi Shmuel came, so there was even more learning going on than before. So Rashi asks the kasha, and he says, nonetheless. Taisa says, no, that's what it means. Michiosa Rav Lebavel, not that he changed the scene historically. He paskin that that's the way the din always was in Bavel. So that's where the Gemara has a good kasha. How can Rav say against the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Aku is a machloikas, whether Aku keretz a solar, Aku kuchutz loretz. But further north, for sure, is the Nukachutz Lorah, so Bavel is to the north of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara is assuming Afilib is mana tanaim that the din was, that Bavel is Dinuk Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Ayat says, Mechiyosa Rab LeBavel. So the Rabbi Natam says, Mechiyosa Rab LeBavel, Hoira Lana, when he paskin, that was always a din, Mimoisi Yechan V'yeh. Then Tosis at the end suggested, Adam Shah, Mechiyosa Rab LeBavel. Rab doesn't mean the famous rabbi whom we refer to as Rav. It means Rabbanim Abalei Torah. When all the rabbis came, Chiyosa Rabbanim LeBavel. When the Rabbanim came to Bavel. Asina Atzmenu Kibavel Keretz Yisrael Legit, Chiyosa Rabbanim LeBavel. When all the rabbis came, when did all the rabbis come to Bavel? In the end of the period of the Bais Rishon. When Yechonia came with the Chorosh Va'amazgim, when he came with all the members of the Sanhedrin. So that's the Machlaikis Rabbi Shmuel. What exactly is the Machlaikis? Whether Bavel is Dina Keretz or Bavel is Dina Kuchetzlar. What's the case? Tosis says, the third Tosis on the top. Bavel is a Machlaikis Rabbi Shmuel. So what case is the Machlaikis? What's the Shaila if a get is brought from Bavel Keretz Yisrael? Well, you have to say before an Echta. Tosis says, no, that's a debate on Omid Beis. That's a Machlaikis Rabbi Yosor and Rabbi Yosef. If a get is brought from Bavel, Teretz Yisrael, we have to say b'fanach. I mean, Tosis says the last three lines. Tosis dibra maskal Bavel. I mean, Bavel Teretz Yisrael na'ami lo ayri. That's not the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. The ayna plukta the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef b'somach, and Bavel m'bei. So what's the shayla here? Means I bring a get from Bavel. There are several medinas in Bavel. So I bring a get for osa medina Teretz, osa medina the Bavel. Taisa says, no, everyone would agree that you don't have to say b'fan ha'nechtav. Because they're so learned over there. Shmuel is not going to disagree with Rav. The only time there's a machloikas, Rabbi Shmuel is min medina le medina b'bavel. Min medina le medina b'bavel. So they're very learned in b'bavel, so there's no concern. Rabbi Shmuel, the only shayla is, edim insuim l'kaimo. So should I assume that since there were big yeshivas in b'bavel, so talmidim are traveling back and forth, and the Talmidim are nosy bodies, and they're going to know everybody's signatures. Or should I say, what do you mean nosy bodies? They have their noses in the Gemara. How are they going to do it? They're busy learning. They don't know what people's signatures look like. So that's the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Lema b'hokam efligi the Gemara said, Masal l'fishem became l'shma. The only issue is l'shma. And in Bavel, they all knew how to learn, so you don't need b'fana nechtav. The Hani Gemiri, and in Bavel they know how to learn like an Eretz Yisrael. Marsav, the other opinions, we share him so in the Kaima. Baranami lo shchichi. Why is it lo shchichi? Because it's Mimdina Lamdina be Bavel. That's what Tosis explains. Reg Mar b'Tizbro, can that be the Machlokes? What are you concerned about Edim and Suim Makaima? We just said Baharab Islay the Rava. We proved that every man has to hold that the Mimdina Lamdina is going to be a concern of Edim and Suim Makaima. Baranami lo shchichi? Right. The Gemara says no. Hello, the kuli yam bin alakam. Everybody has to say, Rabbi Isli the Rabbi. If you hold like Rabbi, so there's a concern of lishma. But just like in Eretz Yisrael, there's no concern of ein bekiyim lishma. So there's no concern of bavel. They're bekiyim. They knew how to learn all the way back from the days of the churban bais rishon. They knew from the days of Yechonia. They knew. So you wouldn't require b'fan anechta for that concern. Either issue, everybody agrees, Rabbi Islay the Rabbi, everybody agrees that there's an issue that you need Kiyam Ashtar. So that's the Machloikas. Kuli Amr Bina Lekaimo, they all agree, Rabbi is like the Rav. Rav Sav Kivnik and Mesifta Mishka Shchichi. Rav says, since a big yeshiva is such big yeshivas, Surah Nardo, so the Talmidim are traveling back and forth to switch to learn this yeshiva, that yeshiva, so the Talmidim are going to be nosy biters and they're going to know everybody's signatures. Shmuel Sava, Mesifta, big year side tree, they have their noses in the Gemara, they're not going to know anything about anybody's signature. They're not going to pay attention to people's handwriting. Sure. So that's how the Gemara says, that's the machlokes. You have the right to assume. In Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, Bizman Baisheni, there were some of the Oli Regalim who were traveling all over the place. Afila Medina, Le Medina, Eretz Yisrael, there wasn't a concern because it's going to be Shchiach, that you're going to have Edom and Tzuyim Lekaim. What about the Gemara says, Tenech Bizman Shabes Amikdush Ayikayim? The Gemara said, Andalar on the base. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, so there's no Ali Ola Regal, it's not Shchiach that you have people are being Ola Regal, so why do you assume Afilim in Medina, in Medina Beretz Tzura, there's no problem of Kiyam? Moses says, not Kiyam Dika, but Tidinim Dikvi, Mishkach Shkichi. Also, people are going to be traveling back and forth, businessmen are going to be traveling back and forth in order to go for Dini Torah, and the businessmen will know each other's handwritings because they have shtaris, they share documents in common. But over here, the Shaila is the only people that are traveling are the Talmidim from the yeshivas. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So Shmuel says, what do you mean? They're not going to know anybody's handwritings. They know their own handwriting. They take notes in the Shia. They know their own handwriting. They know Bacha's handwriting. They're not going to know the businessman's handwriting. The Girsayu Tridi, the Sifta Girsayu Tridi, the Bacha learning in the yeshivas are busy learning. They're not paying attention to anybody's handwriting. And Rabbi says, not to Kim Nikim, the Sifta Mishkach Shkichim. The people who are traveling to the yeshivas will be able to recognize the handwriting. Fine. Then the Gemara has a Shiloh. Okay, so he just said that Bovel has a special status for two reasons. First of all, because they have so much Torah going on, either the way Rashi learns after Mechiyos, the Rav, the Bovel, or according to Tosis, the Rabbein and Tam, since the days of Yechonia, and the Golus from the Tkufas by his Rishon, a few centuries earlier than Rav. So quite a few centuries before Rav. So the Gemara says that Bovel is an exception to the rule that there's no concern of any Kim Lishma. That according to Rab, Bavel is an exception to the rule. Afilu memdina lemdina, but Bavel, you don't have to be concerned about Edom and Tzurim Lekaima, because since they're Kevin Dika Mesif, the Mishkach Shkichin, like an Eretz Yisrael, Kevin Dika Olevi Golem, Kevin Dika Bat Tidinim Kvuim, so Mishkach Shkichin, they'll recognize the handwritings. So enough Bachim traveling around, who will be able to recognize the handwritings. And more wants to know exactly what are the borders of Bavel with respect to this statement. Where are the yeshivas? That the whole bubble is included. In the location where the yeshivas are shkiach, there all the sofrim will know you have to write the Shema, and there's no chashash of the Shema. And then you have Talmidim traveling back and forth. So what part of Bavel has this special status that they say the Mishnah of Chutz Lords is Chutz Mi Bavel? So it's a machloikas. Machloikas amarai marhechen hi Bavel. When you draw the map, where is Bavel? You have to have a map. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Ayin Beis that Bavel has certain parts of Bavel have a special status when they get to Yuchsin. That's in Perik Asor Yuchsin, the last Perik. It says Asor Yuchsin, follow me Bavel. When Ezra brought the Jews back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so all the religious Jews didn't want to go back. Zionism is against the Jewish religion. Zionism equals whatever the tzaddik. Said at the demonstration the other day. So they were all the post-designers. So who came to Eretz Yisrael? The Chiloinim, the Mamzerim, the Halolim, the Gerim, the Balei Tshuva, all the people with the Shvacha Yichas. So that's what the Mishnah says. Asar Yichsin, all the man above all the weaker Yichas. And all the Frumah people with the big, with the real good Yichas, they stayed in Bavel, they stayed behind. And then the rest of the world, they were the assimilated Jews all over the world. They even have a weaker yichus than the Jews who went there to Yisrael. So that's where Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Ayin Beis that the Jews who lived in Bavel would never intermarry with the Jews who lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara tells a story there that Rav Chiya came from Bavel to learn by Rav Yudah Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. And then Rav Yudah Nasi had a daughter, so he wanted Rav Chiya to take out his daughter, so he wasn't interested. So he said, my Torah is kosher, my daughter is not kosher. So he smiled and he just didn't comment. Yeah, the daughter is not kosher. He wouldn't marry Rabbi Yudah Nasi. He wasn't interested in marrying Rabbi Yudah Nasi's daughter. because the Bnei Babel had a better yichus, they had less chashash mamzeris. And the din is that a suffix mamzer is mutter ben ador, it's awesome, the rabban, awesome, the rabban. If you know that this is a suffix mamzer, if you don't know, it's mutter, but this was a chumra already, that the Bnei Babel didn't want to marry anybody from the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, because they had mamzerim blended in, even though there wasn't a particular person that you know that he's a suffix mamzer, it was a chashash mamzeris on everybody in general, because the asariyuchs and malam yon mababel, and they were psulik all blended in. And the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, they had a weaker yichus than the Jews in Babel, but they had a better yichus than the Jews in the rest of the parts of the world. The rest of the parts of the world, there was more assimilation and more mamzerim, more chalolim blended in. So the Jews in Eretz Yisrael wouldn't want to intermarry with anybody from any other area. And the Jews in Babel wouldn't want to intermarry even with the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, let alone Kalachim and the Jews in other areas. So there the Gemara discusses Ad Hechem Babel. The Gemara in Kiddusha 9 base discusses in this parak, what are the borders of Babel on a map? So you have to know what the map looks like. They have in some of the history books, they have maps. Okay. I think on my desk where I learned in the Beis Medrash, one of the Rabbanim has a book that has maps. So take a look, they'll probably have a map of Babel. It's irrelevant. The Rav Shmuel don't live in Babel anymore. There's nobody there. Okay. Maybe the president of Iran lives around there. So the Gemara has a shaila. Is it the same map? Is it the same map for the Psul Yuchsin? That's called Bavel. They have the best yichus. The part that's called Bavel for Yuchsin is the same part that's called Bavel for Lishma, or is it not the same map? So that's a machlokes amarai. Amar apapa ke machlokes liyuchsin kach machlokes ligitin. The same discussion you have in Kiddushin, Dafayin Beis, what are the borders of Bavel with respect to this chumer that the Bnei Bavel wouldn't want to intermarry with the Bnei Eretz Yisrael because they had a higher level of yichus, less mamzeris mixed in. So there's a machlokes. So this, so Rav Papa thinks the same machlokes that's quoted in Kiddush Dafayin Beis would apply over here. Rav Yosef thinks that it's not so machlokes. So now we'll get different. So which is different, larger map or smaller map? He doesn't say. Is the map are the borders of Babel greater or smaller? He just says not the same. Okay, Zasha, the whole thing's irrelevant, Bisman said. There's nobody living in, no Jews living in Babel anymore. Fine. Rav Chisda Matzrach Me'aktispon Lebei Archer. I mean, these are two cities. Me'archer Laktispon Loi Matzrach. Two cities. So if the get is written in Aktispan and you deliver it in Arch, Be'archir, it would require before an Echtav. But if the get was written in Be'arch and it's delivered in Aktispan, it would not require before an Echtav. If the get is from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says on Amud Beis, the Sefta also, strictly speaking, it says in the Mishnah, may the get bear itself, ain't itself, lam before an Echtav. But it's an Eitzet Taiba that it's Kedai that you should say before an Echtav. You'll be Marviach. You'll solve problems later on. You'll prevent the issue of Irabal. And here the Gemara is not talking about the Eitzet Taiba. Well, it just wants to know, Nikar Adin, do you require before an Echtav? Nikar Adin, that he's not going to say before an Echtav, woman is not allowed to get married. So Rav Chisda made a distinction from city A to city B. In one direction, he did require before an Echtav. The other direction, he did not require. What's the story with the two cities? What's going on here? Why? So the Tesis explains. Tesis explains Venire, six lines into the Tesis, may be Archer. So Tesis Venire, the Archer be Bovel. Archer was a city in Bovel, and Aktispon was not in Bovel. It's a city somewhere else in some neighboring country. Not everybody's lucky enough to live in Iran. Aktispon was a different city. So again, Be'archir, what did they say again? Be'archir, Venira, the Archir be'Bavel. Archir is in Bavel, so there's no concern of Lishma. And Aktispon is not in Bavel, so there is a concern. So from Aktispon to Be'archir, you need before an Echtav because of the Shema. From Archir to Aktispon, you don't need. So the Gemara says, Lema Kosavah Lefeshem became the Shema, Bahani Gemiri. The city, Archir, was in Bavel, and they knew the halachas in Bavel. They were near the yeshivas. So there's no need to say b'fan and echtav. And Akhtispam is not in Bavel, so they were not learned. These were gemiri, these were not gemiri. So the Gemara says, how can it be? That's the psaka of Rav Chisda, v'tizbara, but we just proved two dafim earlier, Rabbi Islay the Rava. Everybody, even if you all like Rabbi, that the reason why you require b'fan and echtav is because of the Shema, that's an additional reason. But the basic reason, everybody agrees, like Rabbi said, that you need b'fan and echtav because of the kiyum. Because they enable them so in the kaimar. So Archer and Aktisban apparently are two different medinas. The Archer is in Bavel and Aktisban is not in Bavel. So if they're two different medinas, shouldn't you need because of Edom and Surin Lakam? You need a Kiyum. So why does Rav Chisda distinguish? As if the only concern is the concern of Lishma, and Archer was in Bavel, so they knew Lishma, they were learning Gemiri, and Aktisban is in Chutzlaritz and not in Bavel, so they were not knowledgeable enough. How can it be? But there's another concern of Edom and Surin Lakam. So Gemara says, Allah, the Kuli Amabina Lakam. Everybody agrees you have to have. You need Bifan and Echta for Kiyum. So why do we distinguish between Aktisban and Archer? I should require both directly. The answer is no. Vahani, Kevin Azmi, the Shuk of Lahasam. They used to go to the Yom HaShuk. Where's Lahasam? Where was the Yom HaShuk again? Rashi says, Azli l'shuka le'aktispon. So the Aktispon, they had all the shops. They had all the businesses going. Archer was a city. The Archer was a city in Babel. They had a yeshiva there. Okay. They didn't have any shops. They didn't have any big business. Aktispon, that was Wall Street. The market was in Aktispon. So they were always, they had files and files with signatures. Every businessman that came to Aktispon, they had everybody's signatures there. So in the city Aktispon, there's never going to be any problem of Edom and Surin Lakam. They can always compare. They have on file, they have so many canceled checks, and they have everything on file, everybody's signature. There's never going to be a problem. Archer is a little village. They have Yeshiva Bachim learning there. They don't have any records at all. So when you're going to bring a get from Aktispon to Archer, you're going to have a problem of Aiden and Suyim Lakaiman. Well, when you bring a get, you're going to have another problem also because Aktisman was not in Bavel. So they're not Bekim Lishma also. So you're going to have the both considerations. You need Bifan and Echta because in Aktisman they were not learned. It's not Bavel. And you need a Kiyum Mashtar because it was Medina and Medina, the two different Medinas, like Tosis said. And they don't keep any files. They were not businessmen in Archer. So they didn't have any records of anybody's hand. But the other direction from the Archer to Aktispon, neither problem existed because in Be'archer they were learned because it was part of Bavel. And in Aktispon they had copies of everybody's signature. And they had anyone that had bank records, that had canceled checks, that had shtaris, that had shoivris. They had so many documents there. It was a business city. So there was never any problem of Kiyum Hashtar. So that's why Rav Chisda said, since the Tamak Zera doesn't apply, so the Zera doesn't apply. That's the whole gist of the whole Daf Gemara here. That's what we saw from the very beginning. The Mara had a Machlekes, Rabbah V'Rabbah, my time, what's the reason for the Zera D'Rabban? The Gemara says, my Binayu, whenever there's an Afkamina, then the Zera doesn't apply. The Gemara repeats it, my Binayu, what's an Afkamina? We threw out some of the Afkaminas. On the bottom of Dalar on the base, the Gemara says, now that we threw out some of the nafkaminas, so what nafkaminas are left? We must still insist they're nafkaminas. That's the whole theme of Vav and Aleph. Whenever the Tamak Zera doesn't apply, so this Zera was not instituted as a leklo. Whenever the Rabbanim will establish the Tamak Zera doesn't apply, so the Zera doesn't apply. So that's Rav Chisda established, that from Be'archa Taktispon, neither concern exists. Neither the concern of Shalom Lishma, nor the concern of Edom and Tzim Lekayim. So bottom line, what's black talocha l'maisen? If you're m'medina l'medina, b'bavel, it's a machlekes Rav Shmuel. And we should pass like Rav. Ilchasa ki Rav b'yisuri, that's what Tosis says. Whenever there's machlekes Rav Shmuel. So we pass like Rav in Issa v'heta, we pass like Shmuel and Dini Mamanis. This is not Dini Mamanis, this is Issa v'heta. So we should pass like Rav, that m'medina, that's what the machlek is Rabbi Shmuel Tosfos explained the mamascha bavel goes on medina le medina be bavel. So we should pass like Rab, medina le medina be bavel. You don't have to say b'fana nechta because neither concern exists. And both of the world became Lishma, either starting from the days of Rava, starting from the days of Yechonia, from the Choresh Ramazger, from the time he built the Churban by Sheni. So the concern of Lishma doesn't exist, and the concern of Edmund Tzemekam also no problem, because the Bochurim traveling back and forth, like in Eretz Yisrael, is Man Abayis, came Nikol the Begolim. Or like in Eretz Yisrael, Acha Churban Abayis, so the Gemara says also on Dalar on the base. But the dinim kfuim, so the balabatim traveling back and forth with dinim Torah. So the same is true in Bava. Since the rabbachim traveling, so we should pass like Rav. The medina le medina there, it's medina le medina be Bavel. You don't have to say b'fana nechta because neither concern applies. So that should be the din. So the Gemara says, no, we don't pass like that. The Gemara says, Rabba baravua matzrich. 8 lines from the bottom of Avim Benal. Rabba Rabu Matzach, he required Befana Nechta, may Arsali Arsal, from one side of the street to the other. The get was written on the other side of the street. And they don't want to face each other. The husband and the wife don't get along in such a big way. He doesn't want to give the get directly, so he sends a Shlech Lailocha to deliver the get across the street, to his wife across the street. In Shulchan Aruch it says, L'chatchid, you shouldn't do that. If the husband and the wife live in the same city, he should give the get in person, and he shouldn't give a yidei shliach because of some concern that the Gemara has later in the Samachs. That if they both live in the same city, so it looks a little funny. If the husband will deny later on that he gave the get a yidei shliach, so we'll say, Taka, it looks strange. He probably didn't. He lives across the street from the woman, so he should have given the get in person. It must be the shliach is telling a lie, the husband is telling the truth. That they never gave it to the shliach. If the husband will be ma'ar, say he never gave it to the shliach. That's on samach dalan amenal. If the husband will claim that he never gave it to the shliach, l'shem gerishin, says he gave it to the shliach, l'shem pikotin, that he should hold it for him. So then the Gemara says maybe we'll believe the husband, because since they live in the same city, and he said the gerishin yarvlei l'dido have yarvlei, he would have given the get in person. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Then l'chatchil you should avoid. You should avoid giving a get by the shlich if they both live in the same city. But once in a while, you still give. It's a shas l'atak, so you do give the get by the shlich.
Could it be that that's what the Gemara means, that we do pass them like Rav, just when they're in the same city, we require b'fana nefta not to run into the other problem?
I don't think so. The Gemara says why, not because of the other problem. The Gemara says, Rav b'ravu matzoch mi'arsa li'artza. The Gemara is going to explain why. He required, if the Shliach Lailocha brought the get from one side of the street to the other, not only do we not pass like Rabbi Medina, the Medina Bebovel, that you don't need Befana Nechta, but even Bosa Medina, even Bosa Ha'ir, one side of the street to the other, Mamish neighbors, you still need Befana Nechta, but it's only from one side of the street to the other. Why? Because they won't know. The people on one side of the street, already in the days of the Amaroin, they don't know what anybody's signature looks like. And the people on the same side of the street, they're friendlier. Houses, I guess, are all attached to, nearer to each other, so they'll know what the signatures look like. Avsheshes Matzrich, he required b'fana nechta mishchuna l'shchuna. Even on the same side of the street, if it's more than three houses away, so he would require b'fana nechta, because only the immediate neighbors. They know what the immediate neighbor's handwriting is like, they won't know what the neighbor down the block. Rava Matzrich b'oso shchuna, Rava even required that they should say b'fana nechta in Bavel, even though Bavel dina carries Yisrael, mikar adin. Rabbah required, even from the next door neighbor, two houses down, you still need for the next door. Why? I don't know what my next door neighbor's signature looks like. I live next to my next door neighbor's here. We live next to each other 35 years. He doesn't know what my handwriting looks like. I don't know what his handwriting looks like. Why? People in Chutz Lords today, everything is temporary. Nobody pays attention to anybody else's handwriting. That's what the Gemara says. Rabba Matzach Boso Shchun, even Mamish, the next door neighbor, if the Shlech Lalocha gives the get, and Frank Markash, Rabba Udom Lefishinanim Tsuim Lekaimo. What can be the concern over here? The next door neighbor, you don't know what his handwriting looks like. Gemara says, yeah, because they're all temporary. They didn't live there. Everybody lives there temporarily. I lived temporarily 35 years, next to my next day. But we never planned to live there permanently, so we never paid attention so much to each other's handwriting. Shiny b'nei Machuza denaydi. Rabba lived in the city Machuza, and Machuza everybody was always moving around, like in America. Everybody's always moving around. They have all these surveys that the average length of time that people live in the same apartment is that it's 5 years or something. Then they move on. Then they live in the other apartment also five maximum 5 years. is a yotz min haklal that were neighbors for 35 years. So the Gemara says, since in Machuza, they were always moving, they were always naidi, so that's the Pashim Shad, that's the concern on all of them. When he said, Meyarsa Liyarsa, from one side of the street to the other, he said, Meshchuna Lushchuna, three houses down. Rabbi says, even Boso Shchuna, it's all based on this, because there was no, they didn't live permanently. See, the Jews in Poland, they lived there, their great grandfathers lived in the same apartment. They lived there, there, for centuries, they lived in the same block, on the same street. Used to marry a girl from down the block. I don't know. They were so permanent. They lived there forever. But the Bnei Machuza, the Bnei Bavel, certain areas that were like in America, they were always moving. No one was staying in the same location. So therefore, nobody would recognize anybody else's handwriting. So you required the Befananach, Fananachtav, even Mamish, to the next door neighbor, because no one will be able to make a Kimash Talei. So that's how we practice. That's the practice that we have. We're concerned that everybody today is like Bnei Machuza. Nobody lives permanently anywhere. So that's why we always require Befananach, even if the Shlich is bringing from the next door neighbor.
Mm-hmm. What about today, where we have the technology to compare signatures to each other? I mean, like even if someone comes from Europe to America, they have technology that they can look and they can see if the handwritings are exactly the same way. And
I don't know, today the practice is when a person writes a letter in Hebrew or Yiddish, so he signs in script. When they sign a get, they sign in block letters. So we're not going to have any canceled checks. Block letters. Today, because of the minute that we have, in the days of the Gemara, they used to sign a get in script. And some of them didn't sign their name, some of them would draw a picture. Whatever you use as your symbol, so that's called your chasim. But today, since the practice is we take away the get and we give the woman a ptur, so she's not going to hold on to the get. As a shtaraya, so the meaning is that the Eidim sign in block letters. And block letters, for sure, you can make a key. Who's going to be able to identify that that's his signature? Everybody's block letters look practically the same, and they all look sloppy. They don't look numb because the guy's not in the practice. The cipher is in the practice of writing block letters because he writes git. But the Eidim, they're not in the practice of writing block letters. So you can't make any key. The way we do today, it's hard to make any key on anything. What does Gemara tell the story? Rav Chana Mishloi, Rav Chana told the following story. He said, Mishloi means he said the following, Kolin. Rav Kana, I see Gita. Rav Kana was a shlich lo'iloch and a get. But lo'idayna, I'm not sure exactly how it was. Was it from Surah to Nador, or from Nador to Surah? These were the two big yeshivas in the days of Rav Shmuel. So the shayla was, whether he had, during the lifetime of Rav. So the shayla was, whether Rav Kana has to say, b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. So he went to Rav. Also, the comment, Rav, is it necessary for me to say b'fanerech? So Rav Paskin is like you said before, the bubble carrots over here. You don't have to. Amalei lo tzvichas. You don't have to. However, the iavdis, but if you will, and it's a taiva, if you'll say before, if you will wait there the whole time and watch the way the get is written in Shema, and the Edom sign in Shema, we will be marviach something by it. Iavdis, ahanes. If you will be metaktik to be there and to say b'fananechta, then we will gain. The Gemara says, what will you gain? What do you stand to gain? The answer is, Yosef Balmar, like the Brisa, like the Tosefta. Rabbi Shmuel lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rav holds that Bavel is Dinah Keretz Yisrael. Rav holds Mimedina Lemdina Bebavel from Surah to Nador. From Surah to Nador is Mimedina Lemdina Bebavel is Dinah Keretz Yisrael. That's all you know. There's no need to say b'fananechta, but if you'll say b'fananechta, you'll be marviach. And Yosef Balmar, the Mashgichin Beis. The same is true regarding Bavel. So what have we covered so far? That's our practice. Our practice is we don't follow. Rav was the first generation of Amoraim, Rav Shmuel. So Rav says Bavel Keretz Yisrael again. Rav was many generations later, a few generations later. Fourth generation, I don't know. What generation Amar was he? Fourth, fifth generation, I don't know. So he says that now in Machuza, Naidi, everybody moves around, so therefore we'll always need b'fananechtam, even by the next Danei. You always need. That's the bottom tosh. Shani b'nei mechuz is denied. If you can't place it properly, the time nashta b'zman zeh. So chloim b'chol makom afan anechtav. Abagav the kaimel and kerovah don't lose any mitzvah. The kaimel does the shayla. How do we pass? Do we pass like rav? Do we pass like rovah? Rabbi Natan thinks we should pass like rovah. Ain't any mitzvah l'kaimel. But if it's both a medina b'chutz lords, it should be any mitzvah l'kaimel. So nonetheless, we're concerned maybe everybody's like b'nei mechuz. Everybody's night. So down the block, what's the concern? And we're not concerned about Lishman. So that's what Rabbi Natan says. We follow this Gemara. You always need b'fana nechta. Okay. So that's when we finally ascertain what Rabbi said. You always need b'fana nechta. Even in Eretz Yisrael, from one side of the street to the other, there's also everybody's nighty. But now the Gemara is talking before the days of Rabbi. Before Rabbi came to this determination that everybody's naidi, so there's always a concern of ain't even so mekayim. So Gemara now has a shaila on Omid Beis about 15 lines from the top of Omid Beis. Shalach lei Rav Yosef le Rav Chizda. Rav Yosef lived in Eretz Yisrael, Chizda lived in Bavel. So he sends him a letter. Kitna boy misham lekan. A get was written in Bavel, and they bring it to Eretz Yisrael. You have to say b'fananechtam. We paskin. Down the block in Eretz Yisrael, you need b'fana. Across the street, you need b'fana nechtas. We passed like Rabbah, who was later. And this Rav Yosef apparently is earlier, before they came to this realization, what Rabbah said, that everybody's nighty. So he says, Gitnam by Misham Lekan, Ein Tzachlam b'fana nechtam, b'fana nechtam. Why don't you need? He doesn't give any explanation. So the Gemara is going to discuss. Lei mekasav v'shem became l'shma b'ani k'miri. Is it because Rabbah Yosef holds the whole concern is, the whole reason for Fana Nechtav is because of Rabbah's concern. Maybe the get was not written in Shema, and in Babel they know the din. So the Gemara says, no, but Tizbah, Rabbah is like the Rabbah. Everybody holds. So the Shema, that was a machlekes, but they hold from the Shema. But everybody holds from the concern. Vedim and Sim Lekayim. Now, the answer must be the Kuliyam being an Edim and Sim Lekayim. They came to Dika Rabbah and the Salkim and Achse, Mishkal Shkichi. That's his Chiddush. Rabbah Yosef has a Chiddush. There's so many Talmidim traveling back and forth from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. So there will be Edom and Tzoyim Lekayim. There's nothing to worry about. Again, we don't pass like that. Rabbi Natan says, we follow Rava, who came later. This is before they came to that conclusion that everybody's moving and no one's paying attention to the next their neighbor's signatures. So he said, but if they're from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, they're Talmidim traveling back and forth to the yeshivas. Kevin Nika Rav and the Salkim and Achsi, they're people going up and going down. Salka means they're going up, going on Aliyah from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Menachse means they're going down from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. They're Olim and they're Olim and they're Yordim. So they're from Mishkav Shkichi. They have planes going back and forth every day from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. So you don't need Befana Nechta. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. I'm Rabbi Yosef. I'm not so convinced that this rabbi is reliable. Man Leim Alon de Rabbi Yosef Bar Samchu. Who's that? I don't know if we should pass him like that. Yo, not only I'm not so convinced, I know he's not reliable. Because he once violated a din. What din? He once sent a letter to Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah lived in Bavel. Rabbi Yudah was the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel. So this Rabbi Yosef sent a letter complaining about the Talmidim who were married in Bavel, and they would go to Eretz Yisrael and learn they left their wife and their children behind. So they didn't take care of the parnasa of their wife and their children. So how are they going to make a living? So the little children had to go get a job in order to have food to eat. So that was terrible. So Rabbi Yosef sent a letter to Rav Yudah. B'nei Adam Ha'olim Misham Lekan, those bachim will go, those married men will go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to sit and learn. They leave the wives behind. And Kimo Biatzmam there in fulfillment of the pasuk that says in Trei Yosef, Vayitna Yale Bizaino, Vahayalda Machru Bayayin. Their sons had to go work for a living to get some mezainas, to get some food to eat. Ayalda and their daughters they sold their daughters as an Amo Hivriya. Mar said, there's no din of Amo Hivriya, but it's man she'ina yovel noik. So in the days of Rabbi Yosef, there is no yovel noik. So it doesn't mean they sold them as an Amo Hivriya. It may be in the days of Yoel, maybe the days of the Treyasa, there was a din of Amo Hivriya. But it means, Hayalda Machru, they even insist that the mothers had to earn money. So the mothers would send their sons to to sell Kool-Aid in order to have some food to eat, mezainah to get mezainahs. Vayalda, and the sister, daughters have to have a job in order to have some wine to drink. Vayishtu, in order to drink some wine. So Rabbi Avyasa said that itself doesn't make him into anapikiris, that is complaining about the fact that they're going to learn in Eretz Yisrael. But he sent a letter and he quoted the pasuk and he didn't write sirtut. And the din says not only they need sirtut on a sefer Torah, you even need sirtut in a private letter if you're quoting a pasuk. Well, Rabbi Yitzchak, you're allowed to quote one or two words from the pasuk without sirtut, but if you quote three or more, then you need sirtut. He quoted more than four. The seven words, he quoted the whole pasuk and he didn't write sirtut. So that's what Rabbi Yesu says. I'm not so enthused about this Rabbi Yosef. I don't think he was learned and we shouldn't rely on him. So that's the machlekes. What's the din from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael? You say, given the, since they're what's the Loshan HaGemar? Given the Salke bin Achse, there's so many people traveling back and forth. There's no problem of Edom and Suyin the Kaimo. Or do you say no? There still is a problem. So that's what Rabbi Yosef thinks there is a problem, and Rabbi Yosef thinks that there's no problem. We paskan Allah HaLamayse that forget about the whole thing, even Eretz Yisrael. From one house to the other, came in the Naidi. Everybody's Naidi, Bismanazah. So nobody knows how to be Makar any Chasim, so they always leave the fun in there. That's the final psalm. But this Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, this goes in the earlier generations, before they got to Rabbi's conclusion. Okay, we'll stop here. We met it tomorrow. Maybe we should go to some in Yadav Rosh Hashanah. Then on Sunday, I think officially there is yeshiva. So we'll see what we'll learn. Either we'll continue a Gitna, we'll learn some more in Yadav Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow, what time is the shiur normal? 11:30, I think.
10:45.
10:45. Good. 10:45.